start the day with a cup of tea or some orange juice have a lower risk of developing ovarian cancer. For more than 30 years, researchers in the UK studied the diets of more than 170,000 women between the ages of 25 and 55. And they found those who consumed foods high in antioxidant compounds such as tea, red wine, apples, or citrus fruits and juices cut their risk of developing ovarian tumors by as much as 31%. The findings are published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. The U.S. strategy of combating Ebola in West Africa has been outlined now by the U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Samantha Power.
Speaking in Sierra Leone, Ambassador Power said,
"The way that we will see no more cases in the United States is that we will defeat Ebola at its source."
And as to the scale of the U.S. effort,
"All told, it is the largest ever U.S. response to a global health crisis.
Ebola has infected more than 10,000. Tom Rivers, ABC News.
And there is only one Ebola patient in the United States now. He is Dr. Craig Spencer in New York. He remains in serious but stable condition in isolation in hospital.